You're listening to PodTech.net. I'm Michael Johnson. On the podcast today, we talk with Forrester Principal Analyst Ted Shadler. He specializes in research on consumer technology. He talks about the changing trends in consumer behavior given the growth in mobile and digital channel content delivery at the Forrester Consumer Forum Conference 2006 in Chicago.
If you look at kind of the history of technology and consumers over the last really 100 years, one thing is prevalent and increasing, and that is the I want it when I want it, I want what I want when I want it. So the on-demand nature of media and the role that technology plays in delivering that is one of the biggest trend lines we've been plotting. So that shows up certainly in I listen to NPR on the radio in the morning, but I didn't catch it this morning. I want to get the podcast on it. Or I want to watch what I want to watch when I want, so I have a DVR, so I can program my own personal prime time instead of relying on NBC's prime time or HBO's. When it comes to other kinds of audio content, it's also very, very interesting to see that the cost of creating and distributing content drops dramatically on the internet, of course. That's what a lot of this personal video and personal audio happens to be. And there is, of course, an audience for that. This long tail phenomenon of, instead of just a few hits, we actually have a tremendous variety of, whether it's photos that people are tagging or radio shows they're producing for themselves, for sharing with friends and family, whether it's video that you've done because you're a goof and want to pretend you're Napoleon Dynamite, or because you have something meaningful to say and you want to comment on something going on in politics or in society. So we're seeing a lot of tech enablement here through devices, through broadband in the home, through home networking, through mobile and portable internet kinds of connections. So just a tremendous growth there. We expect that to keep growing.
Now, there's certainly been some profound changes in how the industry has had to respond to consumer-generated media as well. Like most recently is the closure of Tower Records, which I think was very significant for a lot of people. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, 40% off at Tower right now if you want to buy a CD. I've been going back to rebuild my old collection because, you know, once you have it on a CD, you have it forever. Certainly, in the world of published media, used to be a very closed distribution channel, and the content owner controlled it completely. That broke down with the advent of cable. It's broken down much, much further with the advent of the internet. So what's going on now is not just get commercial content through every channel, but also the I want to comment on this. So people are doing markups on whether it's songs or podcasting radio shows. They're certainly making their own videos. The director commentary is a very interesting phenomenon. But this also this idea that people really do want to share and participate in each other's experiences is what that's doing is it's using digital media for a whole different purpose. So it's not commercial. It's very personal. It's very community-centric. And what it does mostly is it takes people's time. So instead of sitting back on their couch watching television, they're actually actively involved in creating the content and sharing the content and marking up the content to make it more valuable. And that is a whole different way for people to spend their leisure time. That has a big impact.
So how do you think industries have to respond to that? I mean, there's been some companies that have been sort of on the edge. I'm thinking particularly about some folks I've talked to at Network Music up in Canada has been doing some very interesting things in the relationship of, say, a recording artist to the listeners and also having that be a much more interactive process. What kinds of things do you think companies will have to do given that right now the whole game has become completely decentralized in a way? It's not, you know, it's no longer sort of a one-way delivery mechanism.
Well, there's certainly a certain amount of trust that has to be built between the supplier and the consumer so that a consumer has to feel like they have rights to use a piece of content, for example, and distribute that content within a circle of friends and not be sued. That's just an example. I think the model that, for example, eMusic is doing or that Bare Naked Ladies is doing, right, putting their masters out on the internet is a tremendously important step in the right direction. If you're a studio or if you're a label, you're very afraid of that. So you've erected these huge DRM walls around your content. And a lot of that, I think, is creating the opposite. It's going the wrong direction. It's creating mistrust and distrust as opposed to an open relationship. And so what ultimately happens there is if the DRM walls are too high, people will go around them or they'll go under them, right? They'll steal. And that's not what you want if you're the owner of a piece of commercial content. You instead want to reach out to those consumers who are your best customers and make it easy for them to market your product, sell your product, make your product available to their network of friends. Now, there is, of course, then you have to make money on it. So there's a relationship that the consumer has to the content where you need to actually make a sale. But that's very possible. There's lots of ways to do that.
Do you think the industries are going to be agile enough to respond to that, though? Because it seems like, I mean, certainly with Tower Records, I mean, they had, you know, staked their claim in brick and mortar and on material, physical material now, which is kind of, you know, it was nice, but, you know, those prices were kept pretty high for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I think Tower was really more of a victim, really, than a bad guy. They were victim to the music industry. So the music industry created this fabulous bundle known as the CD. They priced it, in my opinion, they priced it very much higher than consumers were comfortable with. They were able to get away with that for so long because there was no alternative. Well, with Napster, there became an alternative. And people voted. They voted very aggressively. They said, I'm not going to buy a CD. I'm going to download hit songs, and I'm going to do it illegally because I'm so angry at you. That was a bad thing. Video guys have not made that same mistake. They've started to put their content out through these channels. They've started to price it more reasonably through a digital download, for example. And so they learned from the Napster lessons in music. But a lot of companies have to rebuild their business models and their legal infrastructure, right, things like royalty rights, and their technology foundations in order to participate in this very vibrant, very active, very fast-moving digital economy.
Ted Chandler, thanks for speaking with us. We're here at the Forrester Consumer Electronics Forum, and thanks for being with us on the podcast today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.